Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald about their Lights of Love memory trees, which are now available for purchase. Each year for the holidays, Main Street Washington does a special fundraising effort that allows people a chance to remember their loved ones. Can you share what's happening?
Sure. So this year is the third year, maybe even fourth year, of our Lights of Love Memory Tree Project. And we adapted this idea from another Main Street community in Iowa, where we have 5 to 6 foot cut Christmas trees that we put up in Central Park, and they're decorated with white lights and a red bow, and then they have a sign in front of them or on them that says, in memory of or in honor of a person from our community or that is special to someone from our community. And those trees stay up through the holiday season. They add a little extra Christmas cheer to downtown. But then on the same token, you know, it's a tough time of year for people, and it's a nice way to remember someone you love that's maybe gone.
And we're in the middle of fall. Why is it something that's being started this early?
So we have 50 trees, and so that takes time to sell, and they are an investment. They're $100, but that is a tax-deductible donation. So we try to stay away from people's Christmas shopping budget a little bit, so we want to sell them early, and we'd like to make sure that we have enough people so that we get all those trees lit up in the park.
And if people want to sponsor a tree, how do they sign up?
Sure. So they just go to bit.ly/lightsoflove2020, and you can reserve a tree either by credit card right there on our website, or reserve one and then send us a check in the mail.
And are people able to decorate the trees once they're up?
Absolutely. So once the trees are up, we encourage people to customize them with things that were special to your loved one or your family member. And we just ask that those ornaments or whatever you put on the tree are shatterproof. We have had people add fruit, like bird feeders and stuff. I would say the simpler, the better, because we have to undecorate them at some point. So that makes things challenging. But wiring those ornaments onto the tree is totally welcomed. Adding extra lights, if you'd like to plug in more lights, you're welcome to do that. They can get as simple or as complicated as you like.
And when will the trees go up for people to observe?
So the trees will start getting installed the week leading up to Thanksgiving, and they will be lit for the first time on November 28th, which is Small Business Saturday. It's also the night we usually do our lighting ceremony and the parade, and we will read off the list of family names in our lighting ceremony as we get that going, and then they will stay up and illuminated through New Year's.
And if there are proceeds, how are those used?
So the proceeds go to helping Main Street Washington continue our mission. And our mission is to continue to make downtown an economically vibrant place where it's a good climate for business, but it's also good for people. And we want people to come downtown to enjoy the space, shop, do their business, have fun, and just make it a welcoming place for all people.
So while it might be fall, it's always good to think ahead to the holidays.
Yes, and this is one of my favorite things we do. It's so pretty when they all go up and the lights, and just it really adds to kind of a magical quality that our downtown has.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald talking about their Lights of Love memory trees, which are now available for purchase. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.